Hello, Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett. I have to get the whole name correct.
Right. That is my. It's so funny that you mentioned that because Les Kirkendall Barrett is my married name. And guess what this month is on the Hallmark Channel?
Oh. I think you told me before. I can't remember.
It's June Les Weddings Kirkendall. Month.
Yes.
June Weddings Month. Yay! It's an entire month on the Hallmark Channel dedicated to weddings.
How could I forget?
I bet you're thrilled.
You could tell in the tone of my voice, the lilt of it. Is lilt a word? Yes. Well, you could just tell how excited I am. I'm thrilled. Now, is your stage name Les Kirkendall?
Yes, my lady.
I still call you Les Kirkendall.
Right. So yeah, okay. My stage name is Les Kirkendall. My married name is Les Kirkendall Barrett.
Okay. Now I know what to do.
Basically, think of it this way. If you're paying me, it's Les Kirkendall. If you're not paying me, it's Les Kirkendall Barrett.
Okay.
Sounds good. Kurt's like, okay.
Understand.
All right, Kurt.
I got it.
I have good news.
Good. It's been a while since. Okay.
It has been a while. And I have good news and I have bad news.
Oh, no. I can't imagine what the good news is.
Okay. So, the good news is that we have a brand new Hallmark movie to watch, and now that we're up and running and it's June Weddings Month, we're going to actually watch the movies in real time. Uh-huh. But you ready for the bad news?
Yeah. What's the name of the movie?
The bad news is our first Hallmark movie is a sequel. So, since it's a sequel and we haven't seen the first movie, we're going to have to watch the first movie, and then we're going to have to watch the second movie.
Well, yes. You just say it was bad news. It's like I just learned I have a disease. It's like somebody, you have, whatever it is. Some middle disease. You have a head wound. You have a head wound that you'll have for like 15 years. Then you'll be all right. Like, kind of my reaction to this.
So yeah, it's good news. It's good news for me. Not so good news for you.
No. So it's a sequel, huh?
It's a sequel. So we'll.
That means that the people in the first movie live. So that's bad news too.
That means they're back.
The characters.
The characters.
What the actors. Die. Yeah, I want the actors to live and redeem themselves.
Well, I mean, you like animals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are animals in this movie.
All right. That's good. It takes place at a zoo?
No. All right. Oh, and now you like Jane Austen, right?
Not really. It's okay.
Whoa.
Jane Austen. Pride and Prejudice?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny that you mentioned Pride and Prejudice because the names of the movies that we are going to watch, the first movie is called Unleashing Mr. Darcy.
Okay.
And then the second movie is called Marrying Mr. Darcy.
Okay.
So, yes. So, the first movie for the next podcast, we're going to discuss Unleashing Mr. Darcy. And I can tell that you're waiting with bated breath to hear the synopsis. So, here we go.
All right. I'm ready.
Unleashing Mr. Darcy. Fishing for direction in life, Elizabeth Scott gets an opportunity of showing her Cocker Spaniel in a fancy New York dog show. The kind of thing that she has always loved to do. Dog show judge Donovan Darcy comes across as aristocratic and rude. And a chain of misunderstandings unfold during the competition, complicating their attraction to one another. In true Jane Austen fashion, Elizabeth and Donovan begin to see the error of their ways, and it turns out Mr. Darcy is far more kind and interesting than Elizabeth ever imagined.
It's wild. Do you know that Zan Scott's middle name is Elizabeth? He said the
really?
Character in this movie is named Elizabeth Scott. That's like you, Zan Elizabeth Scott. Yeah, that's her. It's her middle name.
So then yeah. When you're watching this movie, you can just think about Zan and you'll like it.
Okay.
By the way, for those of you guys who don't know, Zan Scott is a Kurt's partner, his lady friend, his girlfriend.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. Okay. Now, so that's the first one.
That's the first one. So we'll talk about the second one, you know, once we watch the first one. But it stars Ryan Pavey. He was on General Hospital, and he is like hot, hot, hot.
Okay.
And Cindy Busby, who Cindy Busby Ooh. Is another. She's kind of like I'm learning that she's kind of like Lacey Chabert, where she's in a lot of these movies. Now, of course. No one can hold a candle to Lacey Chabert, but...
Right, we still want her on the show.
Right. Lacey, if you're listening, we want you.
You are listening. So what's her name? Leslie Busby?
No, Cindy Busby.
Cindy. Cindy Busby.
Oh, and guess... Yeah. We have a very... Willie Ames? Guess who else is in this?
Frances Fisher.
Yeah.
Now, who is that?
She's the redhead. She was on Titanic. Like, she's done a lot.
Titanic.
She was on Titanic.
The movie Titanic?
Yeah. She played Kate Winslet's mother.
Oh.
She was married.
No.
Back in the day, she was married to Clint Eastwood.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you,
she was in the Titanic. I don't remember her in that. I don't remember Kate Winslet having a mother.
She's one of these actresses that if you saw her picture, you'd know exactly who she is.
Chris Fisher. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, there you have it.
All right. Now, okay. I guess I can't ask if these people are also in the sequel, because that'll kind of give it away.
Funny you should ask. Come on, this is a Hallmark Channel movie. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, they all come back, I guess. Okay.
And you know what? And just for shits and giggles, I'll give you the synopsis of the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Marrying Mr. Darcy.
Here we go.
So,
marrying
Elizabeth and Donovan are very different people. She's a down-to-earth school teacher, and he's a reserved New York businessman. So when they get engaged, their trip to the altar is lively and unpredictable.
Yay! Okay. Is there going to be a third one? Or we don't know yet. Well, they have to see how.
We don't know.
The second one. Yeah, the second one. We just don't know. There's some things we don't know.
We don't know.
Why do I ask?
Like giving birth with Mr. Darcy, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
We could pitch them some ideas on this. Mr. Darcy.
Right, you know.
Well, okay.
Ménage à trois with Mr. Darcy.
That sounds interesting.
Polyamory with Mr. Darcy, you know?
See, this is... Okay.
Viagra with Mr. Darcy.
Viagra? Keep going on? Yeah, sure. Does the Lifetime Channel have that kind of stuff, or they're not that risque?
What do you mean, Viagra?
They have the Ménage à trois with Mr. Darcy? Would that be on
please. Lifetime, of course. They'd have the Ménage à trois with Mr. Darcy, and then they'd, like, kill him.
Okay, good. Well, after that, it's not a Ménage à trois anymore. You kind of ruined it. You can't kill one of the members of the Ménage à Trois.
Well, on the Lifetime Channel, you can.
Then it's just one-on-one.
Right.
So that's exciting. I we'll have to watch these movies.
Yes.
Okay, good. Unleashing Mr. Darcy. That sounds naughty to me. Sounds naughty.
Well, you know. Think of that as you're watching movie. So, but for next podcast, we'll just talk about Unleashing Mr. Darcy.
Okay. And By the way, I'm sorry, I heard the bad news. I heard that you're going to be in the Regina Fringe Festival. No, I like the Regina. Regina's great. It's good. It's good. It had a rough run last year, I think. But I think they're back on their – like Regina. Oh, Regina Fringe always is. Hello, Regina Fringe. They were nice to me. I should say that.
Really? Because – and the thing is, because I'm starting – but I'm starting out in June. For any of you – those of you listening who happen to live in Portland, Maine – I'm going to be at the Port Fringe in Portland, Maine with my show Walking While Black in Moscow. And then in July, yes, I will be at the Regina Fringe.
Yes, so they're making a comeback.
I heard I have a good venue at Regina, though. I'm at
Which
the
one?
I'm at the Unitarian Church.
Okay. I think I have been there. Yeah, I was in a hot venue. Those Saskatchewan venues are hot in my experience, but it was good. We had a good time there.
And
when I was there,
I've never been to Saskatchewan.
Oh, well, it's a lot of prairies.
Really?
Yeah, prairies. Really? Saskatchewan in the house. Anybody in our audience from Saskatchewan, give us a shout out.
Yes, shout us out.
Give us a comment.
Shout us out. Come see my show in Regina.
In Regina, the capital of Saskatchewan.
Oh, really? So I'm going to the capital?
Yes, I believe I'm correct on that.
Cool.
I think so.
Anything to do in Regina? Like, is there, you know, anything that I should
Oh, boy. See? Oh, boy. Les, you are going to love it. I can't wait to... I can't wait to hear your experiences in Regina.
Really? Do they have yoga? Do they have yoga classes?
I couldn't find anything to do except for like go to the grocery store. So, but you might find more excitement.
Do they have yoga classes and hot men?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they have gays?
I wasn't seeking any out, but I should have asked around when I was there.
I don't ask for much. I ask for a good yoga class. A hot gay, and
I hope so.
You know,
I hope it works out.
Maybe
the good news is if it doesn't work out, yeah, if it doesn't work out, it's a short fringe. I remember I was like in and out in a week.
5 days, yeah, it's like 5 days.
Yeah, and I liked it. And the woman who I don't think the woman who runs it when I was there is there anymore, but yeah, they had a rough go of it, I think, last year, and now they're on the comeback trail. They shortened it again. Apparently, they made it longer, and they added more acts, and that didn't work. Uh-huh. So now they've at least shortened it. Hopefully, they don't have as many acts.
Yeah, because there's not that many. I don't even think – like I think there's like maybe 30, like maybe.
That's about – yeah.
But yeah, it's only five. Hey, and yeah, it's 5 days, so you know. Anyway – I've got something to tell you, but I'll tell you when, you know, once we end this, because it's a good story, but, you know, it's
okay.
It's people who we know who are in LA, who I'm sure you listeners wouldn't be interested in it. Our friends, David and Susan Gaines. I saw that.
Oh, so they're in LA. What are they up to? Are they making a movie?
No, he was going to do a show in Hawaii. This is our friend, and he does this incredible show called 7x7 Samurai. And he's like this really, like, he's like a clown, and it's like a clowning show. That's considered clowning, right? I think.
Yeah.
So he's like just this really incredible performer, and Kurt and I know him from just touring a lot. And so yeah, I saw he was on his way. He had a gig in Hawaii, so he and Susan were on their way to Hawaii so he could do this gig.
Oh,
right.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, we got to wrap it up. Zan Scott is hungry.
Anyway,
she's giving me looks. Like, come on.
All right. Well, Zan,
she's
Zan,
ready.
Cool your jets, Zan. He's gonna be there to eat in a second.
He said, "Cool your."
Tell her cooler
jets. We're gonna.
You guys have anything?
I did. She doesn't like that.
Anywho.
Oh, she's mad. Okay. All right.
Don't
good.
Mad, Zan. I love you, Zan.
He said he loves you.
Anyway.
She loves you too.
Well, that's your assignment, Kurt. And so I'll call you in a couple of days, and we will discuss it.
Yay!
Yay! All right. So everyone else, if you want to get a hold of us, You know, you can find us on Facebook at He Just Loves the Hallmark Channel, on Twitter at He Loves Hallmark, and on Instagram at He Just Loves the Hallmark Channel. So drop us a line and even suggest movies, and we'll watch them. Anyway, so this is Les and Kurt, and we'll talk to you all in a couple of days. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.